Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
You want to avoid and what to do instead. So, I'm not just telling you they're bad. I'm giving you an option. I want to attenuate, if worse comes to worst, the surgery that you may elect to get because you have to get it. And remember, nobody wants to do a surgery. Your medical doctors don't want to do a surgery. The healthcare system doesn't want a surgery. Surgery is just something that's cost-benefit. Even if it's bad, it's still good if it's appropriate, if the best choices are made. And that's the problem. This is not a show to tell you not to do surgery. It's a show to tell you how to appropriate surgery, meaning do it correctly. There's no surgeon in America that would argue with that. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is the Inside Track on Health. You could call it a holistic show, but then again, it's not. There's only one real medicine in the world. It's called real medicine. And whether you're doing surgery or you're avoiding surgery, it should be based on the same paradigm. But it's not a perfect world, and of course, that's the issue. Facelifts. Be careful. Thyroidectomies, meaning they take your thyroid gland out. Cholecystectomies, when they take your gallbladder out. Knee replacements. Bypass surgeries to the heart. Low back surgeries. Esophagectomies, when they take your entire esophagus out and they just could have scraped a little deeper. When they take your small intestine out or your large intestine out because of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's or something that they call suppurative, meaning the infections are so antibiotic resistant that they're going to eat a hole in your intestines and we're just going to have to take 20 feet of your intestine out. Cesareans, when your kidney and liver are on their way to replacement because of a progressive degenerative fibrosis and it doesn't seem like there's anything you can do to stop it. There, I listed it. The whole show. Now let's get into the meat of this. You don't need to do these surgeries most of the time. There's alternatives. There's ways to minimize damage if you have to do the surgery, but nobody tells you. That's what I'm here for. Let's start with thyroidectomies, your thyroid gland. I'm not going to get into what the thyroid gland does. You can look that up anywhere. I'm going to tell you that when you have a thyroid nodule or a couple of thyroid nodules and someone biopsies them and, well, it kind of could be a cancer, but not exactly, but maybe we should just take your thyroid gland out ahead of time because you had it in the family and we can just give you Synthroid in replace of it because it does exactly the same thing your thyroid gland does. Ding, 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 ding. Somebody is making a big mistake. Never, ever, ever do you buy into the notion that you can take a body part out and replace it with some synthetic. Do not do that. This is one of the massive rationalizations used to tell people, and I'm not saying it's because you have bad doctors who just want your money. No, I'm saying that it's because the standard of care isn't looked at with enough precision. And doctors are taught that, I mean, surgery is a miracle. So you go to school, you spend your time in residency, then you spend your time in all sorts of post-residencies, then finally you get to that level in your life in your upper 30s or 40s where you start to know what you're doing, and then you're in your 50s and now you really know what you're doing. And there's so much beauty in that process that you forget about all the other stuff. Like, could we have taken half the thyroid gland instead of the whole thyroid gland? there are partial thyroidectomies. So let's just say you get cancer. The standard of care, if you have thyroid cancer, is to take the whole gland. I'm telling you to tell your medical doctors to really think about that. And of course, their mindset is, well, if it's in half the gland and we know it, how do we know there's not another cancer cell in the other half of the gland? And that could be dangerous. Because if we miss it, well, then it could spread elsewhere and we might have increased the possibility of metastasis. Here's what they're not telling you. Whether they take the whole gland or half gland, the cancer cells have already spread. This notion that once you have a significant tumor, something that's been identified, something that's palpable, by the time you have something the size of a very, very tiny pea in a gland, those cancer cells have already gone throughout your body. They disseminate not just through the lymph, but through the blood. And the idea that, well, we got it because we got the whole tumor. In fact, we took the whole gland and a piece of your throat with it. And now it didn't spread. No, this isn't statistically the way it works. You want to get the tumor out. And it's reasonable to take surrounding tissue. But that you have to jump to the entire gland, in the cost benefit of it, in the extremely low percentile of cases that metastasize, the cost of taking the entire thyroid gland on the supposition that you can simply take the Synthroid forever and it's the same thing, do not trust that. Challenge your doctor with that. And that's thyroid cancer. If you're talking about nodules that could be precancerous, and we'll have to watch them, and if they get a little bit bigger, well, let's just whack the gland. Let's take it. This is negligence. Happens all the time. Too many thyroids. Graves' disease. There's another one. Hyperthyroidism. Yes, Graves' disease can lead to all sorts of nasty things you don't want. Take half the gland. Don't take the whole thing. Don't nuke. Here's one that they do. Check this out. This is fascinating. You get hyperthyroid, meaning what's going to become what you call Graves' disease. You're producing too much thyroxine, all sorts of terrible symptoms. It can be life-threatening if it goes to something called thyroid storm. Thyroid storm can just put you into a seizure and a heart attack, and it's bad. So you've got to address it. And then they give you these thyroid killers, but actually they're not thyroid killers. They give you something called Tapazole or Tapazole derivatives, something like an analog of Tapazole. And what it does is it slows the gland down. And you hope that that works. And then end of story, everyone's happy. But if it doesn't work and you still go into these high thyroid scenarios, then they tell you, we're going to nuke your gland. We're going to take the whole gland out with radioactive iodine, meaning the thyroid eats iodine fast, and if we make it a dangerous, deadly form of iodine, radioactive iodine, it all goes to your thyroid gland and it kills the gland. We do this with pellets down in the prostate. And then your gland is dead, and that's it. Why don't they just go in and take part of the thyroid? And that's the point. This has not been explored. And when it is, very often you see a body go into remission, but it doesn't follow the standard of care. And that standard of care needs to be looked at. So before, again, you cut out the thyroid gland for Graves' disease, if Tapazole, the drug, doesn't work, unfortunately, because if it works, great. I've known people that have done the drug and that's it. And 10 years later, their thyroid is still fine. But this notion that once you go hyperthyroid, you just jump into Graves, you just jump into a full thyroidectomy, this is too fast. And this is where these decisions and the standard of care start to clash with common sense and good medicine. But we have a political system, we have a legal system, and we also have a monetary system determining health care. And I'm not judging it. It's complicated stuff. But you want the best for you. And I'm giving you much better advice than you'd be taking if for simply having Graves' disease or a history of thyroid nodules, you took out the gland. People that take the thyroid gland out stroke out. The incident of stroke, and that's on the low end. On the high end, meaning that's definitely in the literature. You take your thyroid gland out. You live on Synthroid, the incidence of stroke increases considerably. I've seen it. I've been there with it. I know it through my experience. It's also in the literature. But that aside, this is where taking the thyroid really gets you. You will age faster. And nobody's going to fund a study to prove that. The NIH doesn't give money for that. All right, let's keep going. Facelifts. Here's the deal. I put some of these on the show. This is show 376, the top 10 surgeries to avoid and what to do instead. Yeah, I just said what to do instead. Don't take all the thyroid. That's for openers. Facelifts. What to do instead before they cut into your face. Cosmetic dermatology is one of the hottest residencies in medical school today. Everybody wants to get into it. It's cash. You pay cash for it. You don't have to deal with, you know, whatever this insurance thing, whatever this healthcare program is, probably soon to be destroyed. But point is, however you see your healthcare and your insurance and the rest of it, doctors that can have a great solution on their end, and that is charge you cash. And so if you go into the medical schools, all your smart residents want to go into cosmetic surgery. And this isn't necessarily heavy-duty cut the face open stuff. That's what I'm telling you to avoid. What they're doing now, and what's actually much better, are all these laser therapies. In case you didn't know, like they're not advertising every 2 seconds on the radio, but who can trust that garbage, right? The truth is, cosmetic surgeries are being replaced by lasers and all sorts of other neat stuff. Harmless stuff. Non-invasive stuff. And you should look into it. Don't let people cut your face. Now, I put a great picture. Picture number 4. That facelift thing. That is barbarism. And again, it's cost benefit, right? No woman at 70 years old wants to do a facelift. But they don't want the side, you know, they don't want the alternative. Especially in America, it's tough to get old. We do not honor the old, the older in America. All sorts of bad connotations. I mean, it's kind of a joke. You know, I go to all these gyms because that's my thing. I like to work out. I don't ever see anybody in the gyms over the age of 60. I mean, you do, but you don't. Everybody's like 20. And they all call you by your first name, which is annoying, by the way. Wasn't like that years ago, right? Bottom line is this. We have a culture that doesn't honor aging. So everyone does a facelift. And there on picture number 4 is what they do in a facelift. Problem. When you get your face cut open like that, no matter how good the surgeon, it twists all the connective tissue. Yes, the fascia, the cellophane. Not just in the place they cut, but everywhere around the face. It also twists the dural tissue inside your brain. You don't transmit electrically in the correct way after that. And stuff happens because from the hypothalamus to the pituitary to the pineal to the dural tissue to the fascia to the point where they insert that knife into your face, everything's connected to everything, and you cannot get away with it. You will be damaged. Of course, when you have a brain tumor, or when you have a cancer, or when you have heart disease, or when you have low back pain, or when you have insomnia and then you get sick, or when all of a sudden your menstrual cycle changes, or you have a fibroid that you didn't have, or you just don't feel right, or your thyroid goes, nobody hooks it up. And where are the double-blind placebo studies to prove that facelifts will have secondary manifestations? They're not around. Why? Who's going to pay anybody? How do you even design that?